ask me a question.
What is your name?
Daniel. Sing me a song, Carrie.
I can't sing, but I know you can. So sing. No. Sing to us.
Sing. Maybe we belong together. You and I forever and ever. No matter where we are, you're my guiding star. And from the very first moment I saw you, I never felt such emotion. I'm walking on air just to know you are there. Hold me in your arms, don't let me go. I want to stay forever, closer each day, home and away.
That was lovely.
Hello and welcome to show 70 of Radio Clash. It's the Uber special.
Radio Clash.
Hello and welcome to Show 70 of Radio Clash. This is your host, your veritable host, Tim. Slightly exhausted because I've just been speaking to Eric Kleptone for the next 5 hours and I recorded some of it. So that's going to be in the next show, I think, is going to be a Kleptone show. Special exclusive interview. Yay, I'm very excited about that. I'm very excited about this show as well. Sorry, that sounds like a cheesy DJ link. Scrub, put more ums or ers in. Yeah, that's better. This is the Uber special. The Uber was on the 31st of April and had Adrian and Mysterious D over from San Francisco from the Club Booty. Also had Holstar duetting with doing her live mashup thing, as well as also duetting with Adrian, which is great. I think it was a version of Smells Like Teen Booty, but I'm not totally sure. I can't remember. My memory's going. It is 1 a.m. I've got interviews with Holstar, with a special celebrity guest. But it's I'm quite amazed I managed to get that sort of very brief encounter sort of interruptus thing going on at the start of the interview. We've also got interviews with Andy from Make Some Noise and Ian Fondue from Fondue Meltdown. So it's a bit of an interview sort of frenzy at the moment. Uber was very good. I really did enjoy myself. As I said, A&D were over from San Francisco. They played the pink the Pink Bar, which is the area where there's most sort of sitting down, but I think it's the most kind of funky area. And then you had Podge and Kajuan in the main room, but I stayed mostly in the A&D room and was also busy interviewing people. And we had a great after party at Starsky's. It was good. So I got to speak to at length with Andy and Ian Fondue, and I saw Josh as well. Josh was there. He did a bit of DJing in the after party. That guy has got skills. As Ian Fondue was saying, he scares him, and he scares me as well. He's doing sort of live glitching and live sort of looping, and then syncing in with a sort of the time stretch looping exactly. And it was like, oh, no. So, to start the show, before we end the show on loads of rambling, I'm going to play another track from... I didn't introduce the track that I just played. Crap, you're crap, Tim, you're crap. Oh, at the start was Dan, otherwise known as the Doctor, singing the Home and Away theme. Thanks to Harry for doing... She did some interviewing. She has to do some interviewing, and so I've got some... I now know what everyone's colour is, what their favourite colour is, and such an interest. But that is great to hear the Doctor sing. He's got a very good voice. He used to be from the Boom Selection crowd. And at the start was... the song was Steve Christ, Smacked Up Dragula, Zombie Christ mix. And that's from the new House of Infinite Zen vinyl, though I have it on a crafty, cheeky CDR, so that means I can play these tracks for you. And that's actually coming out, going to be distributed by Shellshock. So it's got proper distribution now, the last 400 copies. So all of the copies going to be distributed at May 1st, which is a big sort of date. And also there's going to be some, I can't wait to see Bastard 94 videos going to come out soon. And I'm going to play another track, there's kind of a link, from that, which is Phil and Dogs Behind the Penis, which is slightly rude, but as I say, we like rude stuff on the show. And then I'm going to lead into the Holstar interview, so I'll be back shortly.
The only way to do it is to really let you know. I don't cause I gave it a blow. It was purely accidental cause she got me really drunk. And she made me kiss her elephant trunk. You know why? That's right. Your mother got a penis. Your mother's got a penis. Your mother's got a penis. Your mother's got a penis. That's right. Your mother's got a penis. 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 That's right. Your mother's got a penis. When she walks down the street, then she walks out your way. I just seen her busy standing up again. Don't make no sense when you see her here and there. She got a cock and balls, a real pubic hair, and a single eye that sometimes weeps. And she's lying on her bed, then she rubs it on the sheets or her up against the door or the back of your neck. If your mother's around, then you make a double check. I hate to tell you with all due respect, take your mother to the doctor's cause her front bum's wrecked. You know why? Your mother's got a penis. 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 That's right. Your mother's got a penis. 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 That's right. Your mother's got a penis. 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 That's right. Your mother's got a penis. 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 That's right. Your mother's got a penis. 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 That's right. Your mother's got a penis. 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 That's right. Your mother's got a penis. 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 That's right. Your mother's got a penis. Your mother's got a penis.
Weird hearing yourself.
I bet £1 million are a band. I put money on that.
What's
it's that? Jack White. Hello.
Yes.
Hey, gorgeous.
You're fabulous, by the way.
I love any red
hair. Oh.
What's your name?
Polestar.
Wesley.
Was that Jack White?
It's Jack White.
I'm just going to say it.
Did you record that?
Yes.
Excellent.
What a good way to start an interview.
Yes, indeed it is.
Okay, so this is Tim from Radio Clash, and I'm with Holstar.
Hello.
Who's going to be performing at Uber tonight, and you're going to be singing some sort of rave classics over other tunes, live mashups.
I am indeed. What I always do, take perfectly good tunes and fuck them up like all the best bootleggers do.
No comment. So, what kind of tunes are you playing tonight?
Tonight, I'm doing a duet with Adrian from Smash Up Derby, all the way from San Francisco. We're doing White Stripes, oddly enough, bootleg with Sweet Dreams. I just met Jack White, how hilarious.
You just said stay around.
Stay around, Jack, I'm doing one of your songs, hello. I'm also doing my Ray of Light medley, which is, I take, whilst I start off with Ray of Light, the instrumental, yeah. Sing Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit over the top of that, which cool. Then mixed straight into something that Josh Console did. It's part of Raving I'm Raving, Shop and Dance, and then that goes into Vitalik, how you pronounce it. And I do Ray of Light vocals over top of that. So I'm cool. Doing a bit of a medley thing, start
like
the instrumental, flipping it over.
Going from one song to another.
It just worked, it just fit when we were playing with the tune. I thought, okay, fuck it, I'll do that. After that, I've got two new ones, Pendulum, Fasten Your Seatbelts.
Yeah.
And over top of that, I'm doing a little bit of Don't Call Me Baby.
Oh, cool.
Cheesy, but hey, fits. And a bit of I Will Survive in the breakdown as well.
Yeah.
And a little bit of Push It as well by Salt and Pepper.
Oh, cool.
And then after that is, it's still not perfect, it's still not mastered it, but I just wanted to do it. It's Prodigy Voodoo People Pendulum Mix, which is loud and banging, lots of noise. And over top of that, I will be doing The Strokes and Juice Box or Sweat Box, whatever you want to
cool.
call it.
Cool. So you're going for an indie kid versus rave vibe?
Yeah, I thought, what? I couldn't find anything that would go with it. I was playing around with it for ages. I just thought, okay, fuck it. I mean, usually I can do the slower stuff. I'm doing a show on Monday week at the Shadow Lounge in Soho, which is going to be more subdued, more poppy, rocky boots. But I prefer to rock out and do the big electro, bouncy, breaksy noise
cool.
shizzle. It's not really becoming of a lady such as myself, looking the way that I do, which is fabulous, of course. But fuck it. All drag queens do Shirley Bassey and Barbara Streisand and the same old, and I like to say, no, bollocks to that. I'll do my own thing in every sense, with gender bending, with the bootleggings, everything's a little bit of a...
You're of a I know that the females do male drag king.
Yeah.
You're a what's the word?
Drag goddess.
Drag goddess.
Because I'd say a cock in a frock without the cock. Because drag queens, obviously, there's drag kings. There's that place in between all over the place, which is fabulous. Just because I'm a woman, I like fabulous. I like dressing up. Yes, I'm queer, but I like to dress up and go over the top. So a cock in a frock is a drag king, a drag queen, sorry. I'm above that because I'm all natural. And I say drag goddess because a goddess is higher than a queen.
Yes, definitely.
So people don't like that. Well, tough shit. It's my own little thing, really. I mean, in San Francisco, I'm talking there's to Adrian.
There's quite a few in San
Francisco. Yeah, I think they call them faux queens. Mm. But I'm not a queen, so I'm the goddess. So I don't. I'm out on my own, really. I'm fighting my own little corner.
I think I've heard it called something like drag lady or something
they
like that.
They call them faux queens.
But, oh, I haven't heard that one.
Faux queen, yeah. Drag lady.
So something like drag lady, or it might be my memory. I might be going. My mind's going. It's not the drugs, honestly. So how do you come up with your tunes?
I think the same as anybody, really. Bass is trying to find a decent instrumental. I'm not very good with the software. I've made a few bootlegs myself. I'm not very good with it, so I'm not very good at chopping things up and taking aspects. So it's easy for me just to find a straight instrumental. Usually it's a tune that I like, an instrumental that I like initially, and then say, well, what will fit with this? First one I did, bootleg that I ever did, live and made, was FBI Project Switch in Paradise.
Cool,
instrumental, straight, classic, lovely. I love my old school
pianos,
stuff.
We love those pianos.
Love pianos, very big, hands in the air, way. Shit. And then I did Pride, CNC Music Factory.
Classic.
So it's very gay and it's very classic and it's very anthem-y and it fits perfectly. It actually absolutely doesn't have to change any of the arrangement at all. It fits. And the first time I did that, the place went crazy. They were like, well, what's she doing? And people were a little bit up, but it worked, and I'm still doing it 3 years later. And
so you've been doing that 3 years. You're doing it before in Austria?
Yeah, in Austria. I was in Austria. Well, initially with the drag thing, it was an art project. So I'm also an artist, multimedia artist, and it was just an art concept, gender. It's a lot of work with sexuality and gender bending,
yeah,
and
yeah,
you know, S&M, but people see my website, they'll be able to see.
I'll link to that.
Cheers. And I was doing the Life Ball, which is a big AIDS benefit in Vienna. And I met this DJ, and he liked me, quirky English woman. He said, right, I want you to come and just talk MC. Okay. So I was just, fuck off, you bastards, and being really rude and drunk.
Loads of dodgy jokes.
Just being really silly. And then I started to sing one day, and they went, you can sing? I went, no. He went, yeah, you can. I went, no, I just make noise. And it escalated from there, and that was it. It just blew up. And I went, well, I've always had a passion for bootlegs. It took me forever to find Gobo, which is really... I didn't have a computer for years. I got a computer. Oh, this is where everyone's been hiding.
In your computer? Literally in your
computer. In my computer.
Yes, they were hiding inside, like with the hamsters.
Literally.
Yes.
They were there going, wake up, you see, bitch. So, yeah. And I did a lot. I mean, I came back to England because Vienna, as fabulous as it is, the scene is very small. The gay scene, the music scene, there's not much room for development and new things. And I did a lot of venues. I played some really great gigs, met some great people, but it wasn't really fueling my passion for music and creativity and moving on. So that's why I moved to London now.
This is DJ Payroll.
It is indeed.
So what's next for Uber then?
Next month we're doing a kind of Uber versus In Your Ear. In Your Ear is like a band thing. So we'll have someone called Theoretical Girl playing live, like live band.
Cool. That's a different direction.
Yeah, well, it was enforced. The venue decided they want indie bands now.
Ah, okay.
So we said, okay. Oh, sorry. Shit, my phone's ringing.
This is the last electro thing.
This is the last,
well,
yes.
We're finishing off with a big bang tonight with what I'm doing.
Indeed,
so,
or with Adrian, Mysterious D, and you.
Yeah,
it's going to be explosive.
Bang, bang, bang.
Shit, that was the venue. They told me to start flying. See you later.
Cool.
Okay, see ya. What upcoming shows have you got?
Let's see. I'm doing Sunday with Adrian from Special Derby.
Yeah, I'll probably be there. Horse Meat Disco.
Horse Meat Disco, yeah. I'm doing a bit of backup there. It's the last minute impromptu thing we said we'll do. Shadow Lounge on Monday the 10th. Solo show.
Cool.
A bit more subdued, a bit more poppy, rocky. I'm doing a thing on a radio station. I'm doing a bit of emceeing with Mixmatosis.
Resonance FM.
That's the one.
They've asked me as well.
Ah.
I'm going to do same show, different night.
I'm going to do an emceeing with him.
That's going to be cool.
I'm going to be doing loads of like really bizarre comedy, cassette boy kind of stuff actually for that.
I don't know if they know, because I think they expect me to come and mash up live on air, which is like, oh, shit.
I've seen mash up. I've mash up. And at the end of the month, I'm going back to Vienna to DJ.
Oh, cool.
I'm DJing Boots Electro Set.
They have a big electro scene though, don't they?
Not really, no.
I thought it was Miss Kitten, or was she?
Miss Kitten, she's Berlin. She's no, she's not Berlin, she's Swiss, yeah.
Yeah,
she's
sorry. Swiss, yeah. A crap geography, sorry. So anyway, it's good to speak to you.
And you're done.
And it'll be on the next podcast.
Marvellous.
Discuss sing Dirty Now, of course.
Oh, that's the voice I know.
What?
That one right there. No, do it.
What, me?
Yeah.
Yes. What, on Radio Clash?
Yeah, that's
it's my mic voice.
It's the super chilled out, like, wow.
I didn't realize I was doing a night voice.
Oh my god, no, it's absolutely, it's that, hey, you're listening to Radio Clash, blah, 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 and really, you sound like you're really stoned all the time.
Yeah, he really does. We didn't notice that. It's like, wow, he's so mellow, and we're so
not. This does not involve any drugs at all, apparently.
No,
it's just me with a microphone.
It's just
So wait, it's because you're not as obnoxious, I guess, as we are, huh? Maybe for a little more. Well...
So I'm here with Adrian and Mysterious D at the back of the car trying to find some alcohol, which seems to be good enough for any interview.
This is actually the least drunk we usually are at this hour.
Yeah, A plus D, heading to the
working.
After party. Yeah,
we were busy
actually,
working tonight.
It was work tonight. It was good work. It was definitely mixing business with pleasure. That's for damn sure.
Oh, that's how it is with Booty and Uber. It's all very kind of networking plus.
No, but Booty, you can still get real drunk.
Yeah. Well, that's because at Booty we have bartenders with heavy pours
and at this
and
point
lots
like
of,
the
lots of drink tickets
and the crew runs itself after a certain amount of time. The club runs itself at a certain point, so then you're just kind of overseeing and the drama, whatever drama appears.
Yeah. Oh, we run Booty in San Francisco, by the way,
and
yes.
LA.
And LA. It's the
we're at the alcohol. How do you think it went tonight?
Oh, it was really. Uber was an absolute blast. It was weird getting started because it's like, what do they know? What don't they know? You know, just because a song was a big hit in the U.S. doesn't necessarily mean it was a big hit in the U.K., so we don't really know. And then different scenes, of course, have different hits as well. So, Phil from Phil and Dog came up. He was like, just be American. And I'm like, well, what does that mean exactly? Well, we found out that means play a lot of hip-hop.
Yes.
So it was like, so we just started playing like lots of, you know, mashups with 50 Cent and Ludacris and that sort of thing. And it went off. We got the girls dancing on the tables, and that's always a good sign. And then we're like, okay, we're heading in the right direction. And we kind of thought Uber would be more of a, that we would kind of skew it a little bit more electro style, which I rarely get to do anymore at Booty. I do it at some other clubs that we DJ at in San Francisco. But as it turned out, it was super, super electro-heavy in the other room. So we were sort of the comic relief, I think, in the side room. You know, just kind of playing, gosh, you know, just breaking out the mashup cheese. And, you know, cheese tastes good.
Well, that 99 Luft Balloons went really well.
Well, you know what's really funny? That was one where we're like, it's a huge, huge hit. There's a little story behind that. And you have to play this on Radio Clash.
Yeah, we'll
go. So, all right. So here's a little story behind 99 Luft Problems is what it's called, and it's by a DJ named Jay Zeezer, and he was most renowned. He's actually not even a DJ. He's a guy who was in a band, I think still in a band, and was just like, hey, you know, everyone's mashing up this Jay-Z album. I'm going to take a crack at it. I'm going to mash it up. Hey, I like indie rock. I'm going to mash it up with Weezer. So he did the whole, you know, did the Black and Blue album. But then as just sort of a lark, mashed up 99 Problems with 99 Luft Balloons, which is, of course, genius and makes perfect sense and is the kind of mashup that is making you think. I was like, damn, why didn't I think of that? You know? And it just... It works. It's brilliant. People... always go nuts for it. And I finally emailed him. His name is Mike. You know, DJ Mike. He lives in Philadelphia. And I'm like, dude, you probably have no idea that you've probably created the biggest mashup hit ever at Booty. We can't go a month without playing it because
people demanding.
Yeah, exactly. And he emailed us back, and he was like, "Actually, that's really great." I get random emails like this every now and then from people just like, "I love your song," and it's like so weird because he's not like a bootlegger. He's just some guy who was like, you know, decide to you know, take a crack at, you know, making mashups. Made a few, and there you have it.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rap patrol on the Gap Patrol. Fools that want to make sure my cask is closed. Rap critics to say he's money cash hoes. I'm from the hood, stupid, what type of facts are those? If you grew up with hoes in your Zappa toes, you celebrate the minute you was having dope. I'm like, fuck critics, you can kiss my whole asshole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio if I don't play they show. They don't play my hits, well, I don't give a shit. So, rap max try and use my black ass so advertisers could give them more cash for ads. Fuckers, I don't know what you take me as or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from rags, the richest niggas, I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me.
99 red balloons,
99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Panic bears, that's red alert. There's
99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
The war machine springs to life.
99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problem, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me, it's 94 and my trunk is raw. In my rear view mirror is the motherfucking law. Got two choices, y'all. Pull over the car or bounce on the devil, put the pedal to the floor. And I ain't trying to see no highway chase with Jake. Plus, I got a few dollars, I could fight the case. So I pull over to the side of the road. I heard, son, do you know why I'm stopping you for? Cause I'm young and I'm black and my hat's real low. Do I look like a mind reader, sir? I don't know. Am I under arrest or should I guess some up?
Well, you was doing 55 in the 54. Losses of registration and step out of the car. You carrying a weapon on you, I know a lot of you are.
I ain't stepping out of shit, all my papers legit.
Well, do you mind if I look around the car a little bit?
Well, my glove compartment is locked, so it's the trunk in the back. And I know my rights, so you gon' need a warrant for that.
Aren't you Sharp's attack? You some type of law or something, somebody important or something.
I ain't passed the bar, but I know a little bit enough that you wanna legally search my shit.
Well, we'll see how smart you are when the K-9 comes.
I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me!
99 decisions tree. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. To worry, worry, super scary.
99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
This is what we've waited for.
99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problem, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Once upon a time, not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. And this is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having no goddamn sense, try and push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just love to perform. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping in. He and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in the Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riff-raff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras, snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a mil for bail cause I'm African. All because this fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't none sweet, but I hold my gun. I got 99 problems, being the bitch ain't one. Hit me!
99 nights of the air.
99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Everyone's a silver hero.
99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
With others to identify.
99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problem, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Like, there are certain bootleggers that you follow, that you know are going to be producing great shit. You know, people like Party Pen, Earworm, Dunproofin, Agro One definitely puts out a lot of great stuff. Our new favorite is DJ Schmoly. You know, so you start seeking these people out because they do good work. But the thing that I love is finding the one-hit wonder of the bootleg world. You know, like, it's like, who made this track? It's like just some random track that's amazing and brilliant, and you know they never were seen or heard from ever again.
That same thing happened with the Enya "Smack My Bitch Up."
Oh, absolutely!
With 8 Boy, he did it. He did it. Just put it out there. It became really big. And then he just disappeared. Never heard of him ever again.
Yeah.
The same with Conway. Do you remember Conway?
Lisa's Got Hives.
Lisa's Got Hives, which is one of my favorite mashups of all time.
Well, you know what's really funny? That mashup, I love that mashup, but it has the distinction of the only mashup I've ever played that absolutely cleared a floor. I don't mean like Lisa's Got Hives. I don't mean clear a floor like a lot of people left. I mean every single last person left the dance floor.
Oh,
I was like, oh, it's just. Sonically, it's a little weird. It's really got a lot of high end in it.
We'll give you some money.
So
we got money for
but
you.
I still love it. I just won't ever play it for a dance floor ever again.
I know what you mean. It's especially for the MP3. It's actually really low res and it's very, very kind of trebly. It's really
very
odd.
Trebly.
But he was so big in the bootleg scene very early on with people like Cartel and Leslie Miso.
Yeah.
And then he only did three tracks and then pressed them to vinyl and disappeared.
Oh, well, there you go.
Apparently, last time I heard, he had loads of vinyl under his bed of those tracks.
Oh, goodness, because you can't unload them or something. And just, they're like, just ton. See, that's the thing about vinyl. I don't believe in vinyl anymore. I buy vinyl to burn it to CD.
Well, the last vinyl I bought was House in Venice End album.
Which is sitting in my lap right now.
Which is a great album. I got him to give me the CDR, and I've got the DVD, so hey!
I'm going to go home to San Francisco and actually burn this to CD. You know, we've actually got our turntable hooked up to burn vinyl, because we get serviced by a few labels.
You get serviced?
Yeah. I'm sorry. That sounded actually totally right.
You get serviced by a few labels.
You get serviced, all right.
So how do you feel about laptops?
You know what? Here's how I feel about laptops. I think if you're going to DJ with a laptop, no matter what club it is, no matter how solid your setup is, no matter if it's never ever crashed on you, you know what? There's one critical thing you need to bring when you DJ with a laptop, and that's what we call the oh shit CD. And that's because when it crashes, when you least expect it, you've got something queued up, ready to go, and you just hit play. Because we've had at Booty so many laptop DJs who didn't underestimated how hot it gets in the Booty DJ booth. And I mean, it ends up being like 1,000 degrees, and inevitably the laptop crashes. And
Adrian,
you've got to have that oh shit CD ready to go. Because, you know, I've had 5 minutes of dead space at Booty, and there's only so much woo you can kind of create before people start going, hey, I don't think that was supposed to happen.
You say, it's a glitch set. It's a glitch set.
You can kind of play off, like, when, you know, when something crashes and there's total dead space, a lot of times you can sort of, like, just play it off, like, I meant to do that.
And then you go, woo.
You go, woo.
But it's a glitch set. Sing along. Yeah, sing along.
But I do have a feeling that we're probably going to get to the point where we're DJing with a laptop. I mean, we have a PowerBook, and it's...
I have a real problem with the reliability, because I work with computers all the time. I'm a designer, and I work with Macs and PCs and all that kind of stuff, and I work on laptops, and none of them are 100%. And I just really do not want to be in a club where it just goes down.
Yeah, well, like I said, the
and
ocean
it's
city.
Worse when it goes down twice.
Oh.
But I'm not naming names.
Oi, I know who you're talking about as well.
And, that particular DJ took it in stride, but it was like,
and then it turned into Crop Star, Mickey at the Gay Bar. That's what I played with.
Oh, is that what you played?
The second time
it died. Okay, well... Yeah, it's
that's someone who disappeared.
Crop Star, yeah. There's another one. Speaking of bootleggers who disappear off the face of the earth.
He was doing university and he's studying to be an accountant. So he's probably he's accountant doing mashups.
Sit in front of a computer a lot, right? I mean, isn't it?
this might sound really self-promotional, but do you actually listen to Radio Clash? Though?
I do. Yeah, you are one of my podcast downloads. It's really weird. We just got an iPod and figured out how you set up podcasts, and it's like, wow, it automatically, like, every now and then I'll plug in my iPod and it's like, oh, there's something just downloading.
What? Okay. 5 pounds. We already did ours.
Oh, we did our fifteen. Okay.
We did 5%.
I've only got a 20.
Oh, I'm sure that changed. Yeah.
I've only got 20. It's changed.
Can we get changes to 20?
This is great recording.
It's like,
it's the end of the night.
It doesn't it feel like you are there? You're in the minicab with us hanging out, heading to the after party.
Yes, at Starsky's. We'll be Starsky
FM. I need help getting out.
Say hello to my podcast listeners, Dan.
Hello, both of you. Hello to both of you.
Oi, it's more than two. It's three. I think this is probably a good time to suspend the interview for a short while. Who took the bomb?
I'm not afraid to good into the laptop.
Shoutcast.
Radio
Starsky. Radio Starsky / noise.
Yes. Sounds about right.
So this is Tim, and here's my deadly rival, Andy from Make Some Noise. Say hello to my podcast listeners.
Hello. So if I'm your rival, what does that make Ross?
He's my man in arms.
Right. Okay. Forget him completely.
I don't forget him. It's just that he does like one podcast a month. So.
Okay. So do I at the moment. I've sort of slowed down a little.
Why have you slowed down?
Because I've decided that I'm doing a guest mix in every show, and I can't rely on the guest mixers to actually produce the shows when I want to do them. So
you could do what I do, which is nick bits of audio shrapnel's mix, and he's actually going to do me a guest mix.
I was actually thinking that at some point. I was actually thinking of, for example, the Christmas mix. I was actually looking at taking one of DJ Rico's previous guest mix, previous Christmas mixes for the show, but in the end I decided that there were so many great individual tracks, I decided to choose them.
But it is hard, as you found, to actually arrange people to do shit on time, haven't you?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, the best way to do it I found so far is...
death threats.
Yes, that as well. I've actually found proposing works better. If you propose marriage, then they seem to get so freaked out. That then, yes, definitely. That's the way forward.
Or if you have babies with them.
I wouldn't have thought being in labour is very productive when you're trying to DJ.
True. But it might be interesting as a sort of show if you actually give birth during your set.
Quite possibly. I'll try my fiancé when she's due. I'll get her up there and, yeah. I can't say that the language would be very good, though, for prime-time audiences. I can imagine it'd be rather rude.
How far is she due?
She's just about 20 weeks just gone, so about halfway through now.
So did you intentionally call it Make Some Noise after the abbreviation MSN?
No, I actually came up with the idea of Make Some Noise, and then after that, I started obviously abbreviating the sort of the name of it, and it wasn't until after I started abbreviating it that I realised that it clashed with the fact that it was MSN, and I thought, well, I don't know if I can get away with it, especially when I start saying on MSN Messenger, for example, oh, the next MSN mix is brilliant, and they will go, what? I don't understand what you're talking about. They just automatically think Microsoft Network, and it just doesn't work. So I have to always tell them now, it's the, Microsoft Mix.
Microsoft Mix. That's from Bill Gates.
I'm so confused as well.
So what's up next for MSN? Make Some Noise.
Well, I've got to get the main site back up and running, because we've had a bit of trouble lately, so...
But the podcast site's still there, isn't it?
The podcast site's still there. What we're going to do with that is carry on doing the same sort of shows that we've already been doing, so we'll... play sort of dancey type mixes and stuff. I mean, it's up to the individual DJ what they want to do in their guest mix, but a lot of the DJs so far have been going for dance mixes, which from my personal sort of experience, that's the sort of stuff I like anyway, so it works well.
No, I like the Rob's mix.
That was good. That was really good.
Idiotech.
Yeah, one of my favourite mixes so far. Without
Not Pop Bastard.
Not Pop Bastard. Not James Hyman. That's what we used to call him originally. When Pop Bastard first came out, we were convinced it was James Hyman in disguise.
You actually say who's going to be the next mix?
I can tell you that the very next mix will be by Sam Flanagan. He's just started a new night, and so we're privileged to have a mix of his. We've got a mix from Starsky, and we've also got a mix coming up from Blow Up Doll as well, Don, who's got a really good mix coming up.
He's great, and Pat Pirate.
Yeah, he's brilliant. I mean, I've heard sort of preview mixes of this, and it's really good. And then looking forward into the future, we've got some really, really sort of top-class acts. Hopefully, people like Lou and Placido will be willing to do Sound Hog. You know, we've got some really good stuff coming along. So, later in the year, definitely keep checking that out.
Cool.
And don't listen to Radio Clash, you know.
I'm going to use that as one of my promos. Don't listen to Radio Clash.
Reverse psychology, it should work.
Yes. Listen to make some noise. Yes, really listen to make some noise.
Listen hard.
You have to listen. No, I do recommend Make Some Noise. It's some pretty good bootlegs, very good dance bootlegs, which is why I can get confused being a bear of little brain. But
what's your thoughts about all of these? The thing is that suddenly there's millions and millions of bootleg podcasts after you did them as well.
To be honest, I don't really pay too much attention, because I think in a way there's room for us all, because every single person who's DJing has got their own sort of, you know, they enjoy what they play. That's the whole point of it. So it works. It works. Everyone's got their own sort of position in a way.
Yeah.
Because somebody will like their stuff more than they like ours. So it works. I'm sure there are people that like your style, and I'm sure there are people that like my style, and I'm sure there'll be people around that like their style as well, so there's room for us all.
Well, I mean, I agree with that, because I think more the merrier. Also, the more people you have, the less likely that a crackdown's going to happen, or it can only attack certain people, so there's strength in numbers. But also, I feel that, like you said, that it's all about a voice, and if you've got a certain voice about what you do, it's going to come out. And it's one of the reasons why, I mean, I talk about personal stuff, you don't tend to talk about personal stuff, but you'll talk about other things to do, music and events. I'm sure the podcasts are the same.
Mysteriously goes in for a beer.
Well, that's the important thing. That's always the important thing.
Just making sure, you know, everything's in its.
Just talking about all of the bootleg podcasts that have suddenly started cropping up.
Yeah, but you were the original.
Don't boost his ego.
Well, I get people telling me to stop umming and erring, and I'm shit, so don't worry about it.
Just stop trying to take the piss out of John Peel. That's all I say.
I'm not taking the piss out of John Peel. Oi! Thank you! Bastard! I get people telling me that I'm John Peel reborn. I'm going, fuck off.
He had a better beard.
Die! I think that's a good time to end the interview. And you won't tell that amount of vodka and Heineken we've been drinking. So this is me from the after party at Uber at Starsky's place with... what's happening with Starsky FM? Has it stopped?
I think we got told off by people who live here.
Ah, oh dear.
We shouldn't have broken in, really, shouldn't we?
I wanna hold her, wanna hold her tight.
Hello, this is Ian Fondue.
Hello.
You seem to be got to known as Ian Fondue nowadays. You've actually named yourself Ian Fondue.
Well, it's actually people around me, and I kind of realised, well, frankly, the coolest way of getting a name is other people. So yeah. I was like, well, if everyone's calling me it, I can't argue.
So what's next for Mr. Fondue, Mr.
Well,
Meltdown?
Well, we have a couple of projects on the go. There's the whole Drunken Masters thing, which is me and Dave Starsky. I think we're playing Uber in May. And we're doing the shoutcast thing, which is actually good fun. Yeah. It's kind of like you'll just get a PM and go, "Do you want a shoutcast tonight?" Bosh.
Cool. Well, he seems to have stopped now because he got told off.
Yeah, we got a bit bollocked, but some nights you just turn up and you're like, "Let's go." I mean, last weekend I actually managed not to sleep. I was doing it from about 2 a.m. till 10 a.m. Sunday.
And then you were DJing as well.
Exactly. And that as well. And then we were straight down the pub. It was great.
You say you actually just went straight down the pub again? Cool.
It was. It was pub food, another pub, more food. We're talking proper drunken master action here. It's kind of weird. Dave and I have very complementary taste. So it's kind of like I'm more into my French and my sort of like English but electro house. And like Dave's more into his bangers. And I think between us, like, you know, we keep most of the crowd satisfied every time. So
it's a lot of French banging.
In my experience, yes.
How do you think tonight went as a punter?
I thought Uber banged it. The only embarrassing thing was meeting the dude that played after Podge.
Kedjuan?
Yeah, whoever. Frankly, it's like Podge played the Lionel Vinyl mix of Arctic Monkeys. He owned. Bloke said, "Can you play another one? Can't follow it." Podge mix of Inspector Gadget. Bloke still like, "Oh, you bastard, can't follow it." Frankly, Podge owned. I was talking to the bloke afterwards outside, and it was like, it took me an hour to get the crowd.
Yeah.
Frankly, my definition of owned is, you cannot follow the bloke for an hour, he's that good. Podge was that good tonight. But as I said, Podge, Ben, Josh, the big three, Podge fucking represented it again tonight. That good. I'm waiting for the US version, not heard him yet. Atom's good, but not heard it yet. For me, it's all about the glitch. Like, yeah. I've got bored of the normal A&B. Yeah. You know, it's like, as I say, for me at the moment, Podge, good. Josh, very good. Jules MF, Dark Horse.
Oh, I mean, I've been playing many.
Well, his Wanting, like, mix from about 3 weeks ago. Oh, my. The other thing I'm working on is me and Jules MF, 30-minute mix, as the Wrongans.
That sounds
that's
very
gonna
good.
Be, like, seriously, it's going to be so good. Like, we've done one session, we have ideas you have never heard before. It scares me.
I want a copy of that, because basically nearly everything that Jules has done has been played or plugged on Radio Clash, because Jules always comes out. I came up with a new idea of ambient glitch. I call it ambient glitch. I don't know, there's another name for it. Mixing things like Spanish guitars, but then glitching them. I don't know of many people that are doing that. There's things like Kink did something like that, but he's took it so much further and done so much other things, including some good stuff with early street yeah. stuff. I just love everything he does. So yes, Jules is maybe not as well known as others, but he should be.
The bloke has skills that you would not believe. I did, like, you know, we were around every week mixing. I'd looped up some 60s psychedelic pop. He was scratching on CD decks, Tim Leary, over it. He was scratching 8-bit music over 1974 French house music. This man has skills and taste that I cannot even begin to believe. The only issue you could ever have with Jules is he's a perfectionist.
Oh yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, you know, you'll take like Lionel or someone like Josh, like they'll turn stuff out in a day. Jules will take a month, but you know the reason it takes a month is you're going to get quality.
Anyway, I think it's probably a good time to probably wrap things up. So this is me from the Uber after party, rambling away, and I'll speak to you soon.
Hurry, Mario!
That was the Klaxons with From Atlantis to Interzone, and that's off their MySpace. You can find them at myspace.com. I think it's the Klaxons. It might be the Klaxons. Oh, it'll be on the blog, if I remember. And I'm really digging them at the moment. They do kind of like... oops. It'll be helpful if you don't knock the phone off and have it in the background. Hey, real live radio. Whoa. I'm really digging at the moment because they kind of like do indie versions of rave songs. I mean, they did the Crave cover, but with the sirens at the start of that tune and the kind of vibe. Someone pointed out that it was kind of like they're doing like indie versions of rave songs, but taking the drums out or not having that pounding drums. They still work as songs. It's almost like they're trying to do rave songs, but all they've got is guitars and failing very nicely indeed. I do like what they're doing at the moment. It's better than Test Icicles and people like that. Clap your hands, say go away. Yeah, that kind of people. Certainly, I don't know. I like what they're doing. Check out the MySpace site. You can download that and the Bouncer demo on there. Very, very good. So now it's the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed the show. It's been a bit of a choppy one, I know, because of all the interviews, but I hope you enjoyed those. Most of them came out well, apart from, fortunately, Whole Stars, but that's my fault, sorry. Yeah. But at least with that microphone, we picked up Jack White, of all people. Yes, Jack White. Yeah, that was mad. That was a mad night. That was totally mad. But enjoyable. And I think I enjoyed the after party in a weird way, just sitting down, talking and hearing music, seeing some cool DJing in action, having a bit of a go myself. Sarsky has some very good decks and has a very nice pad. I hope you didn't get thrown out of it. But it was a very cool night. As all things come to an end, as does the show, so you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net, you can go to the blog, which is at mutantpop.net/radioclash. I love feedback. You can phone me on 206-202-5274, which is in the US, or the UK clash line, which is 0700-585-5850-524. 0700-585-524. One of these days I'll remember it without having to look it up. There's one thing I do want to tell you. I'm actually playing on real live, real fake radio. which is in a way why I'm playing the next tune. It will make sense when you hear it. I'm actually playing on Resonance FM this coming Saturday from 1 a.m, which is GMT plus one, because we're currently on British Summer Time, so it should be GMT plus one. Those of you outside of London, you can get it on the website, which I think is resonancefm.com, if not, Google it. And you can listen to it on there. They have like a 128 MP3 sort of stream and various other streaming options. And I'm going to be on from then until dawn, sometime whence in that period. And I'm going to be doing some live DJing on air. Not that I'm scared. It's going to be more of an arty set, sort of arty mashups, cut-ups, sort of the likes of Kleptones, probably some Lo Impossido, sort of glitchy stuff, Jules, Josh, Negative Land, Moshu Pet, Shit Matt, Bong Ra. So I'm going to play a kind of mixture of drum and bass, glitchy stuff, and you know, anything I can get away with, really. No, it's going to be quite a nice sort of, I think, a mix of different styles, different genres, but things which are kind of a little bit more challenging, and I'll see how far I can push it for radio, and I think they'll like that. So that's going to be good. Thanks to Joel for otherwise known as Spaxwax for inviting me on that. That's going to be cool. Oh, the other bit of news, this is late breaking news, is that the next Tim and Kirk show isn't going to be on the 1st or the 8th as sort of promised. It's going to be on the 21st, because I'm doing this thing on Resonance FM, so we're actually going to do it on my birthday weekend. And as Kirk pointed out, I love how the way you mentioned it was your birthday. Not that you were dropping hints or anything. Yes. But it is my birthday weekend. And we're going to do that. And so it's probably going to be appropriately zany and probably full of drinking. But then people are going to say that's all of the Tim and Kirk shows, and basically in a nutshell. But it's going to be interesting. We'll see. We've got some nice things planned. There's some interesting little gossip some hot goss, as they say, planned for that show. Some interesting revelations. Cool. Oh, and the other thing I'm doing is I'm seeing Daniel Johnston. Daniel Johnston is playing London on Friday the 14th of April, and I am so there. And I'm actually dragging John along. It's going to be Sparkle Horse is going to be there, and a few other people. A few of the kind of acoustic, Mark Linkus, I think he's all Sparkles. A few other people will be there, so it's not going to be just him. But he's been ill recently. I really want to see him play, and it's in the Royal Festival Hall, and so I am there. That's the end of the show. I'm going to play it with a track by The Slits. I never actually heard the Cut album. It's, I mean, I'm sort of a fairly big fan of punk, I mean, hence the name of the podcast. But I kind of knew a couple of their songs from compilations, and I didn't really dig the songs that they're famous for. But I do really like, I heard it through the Grapevine cover version. So I borrowed the album from the library, and it's very, very good. And this song in particular is one of my favourites. It's a song called FM, otherwise it's Frequent Mutilation. And it seems to be about radio, and I expect it's probably about the kind of the, either the kind of music they play, or the kind of the propaganda, or the perception, or, you know, it, sort of the images and symbolism it forces back on you. But that's my take. But it's sort of a cool, it's a very cool song. And apparently, I read on, Art Holes, Jeb's blog or response he did on someone else's, The Slits have reformed, which I didn't know about. So, but I don't know if that's true or not, but if it is, that's very cool. That's it for the news.
That's the news.
I'll see BT soon. I hope you enjoy the song.
Frequent mutilation.
That was Jack White.
I'm sure you can maybe not say Michael Kempton if you try.